Winter Wonderland there from the amazing Dave Brubeck, who died yesterday just short of his 92nd birthday. Knowing Brubeck, he would probably be amused to note that he died of cardiac arrest, this jazz composer whose musical signature was skipping beats in interesting, wonderful ways all the time, on stage and in his recordings. Brubeck was all about arrhythmia, you might say. And he always seemed to be having more fun than any other player on stage. Boy, we'll miss him. But that gets us in the holiday spirit, which are supposed to be fun, right? That's always the mission. The holidays bring out the best food for the family table, but sometimes the worst comes out in families themselves. And this may be very entertaining for the little kids, but sometimes it makes moms and dads a little upset. Certainly if there's anything going on behind the scenes, if that full casting call makes it to Grandma's house for the holidays, the curious cousins will get to see the rich uncle and his new trophy wife. The charming musician philanderer uncle will be there. And then there's that other set of cousins. What's their story exactly? That's whose daughter? Whose son exactly? And who's that guy over there who always plays Jingle Bells on the saw?
I'm Paula from Dallas, Texas, and I have one eccentric family member. My oldest brother decided in midlife to take up bagpiping and embrace our Irish roots, and he lives in the Boston area where he pipes professionally and leads a bagpiping corps. But every time there's a family reunion, wedding, or a funeral in Kansas, where my whole family is from, my brother gets dressed in full Scottish regalia and marches up and down the street outside our family home playing the bagpipes and breaking our eardrums. So that's our family eccentricity.
Is that Paula's brother? No, we couldn't. Oh, but we have to do that. We should get a hold of Paula's brother and have him on the show. Nice, Paula.
This is Don Scott in Fallbrook, California. My family had no white sheep. My Aunt May was probably the most interesting black sheep. She was so fastidious that the first time she cooked a chicken, it took her 3 hours. After she removed all the bones, she took tweezers and removed the veins.
Thank you, Aunt May, but I always liked the veins.
Hi, I'm Heather calling from Hollywood. I grew up as the black sheep's daughter in my family, and it caused me to have self-esteem and some behavioral issues and resulted in me also becoming a black sheep. Luckily, my children did not suffer from that, and I'm proud to say that there are no more black sheep.
Well, congratulations, Heather. And officially, you can take the lampshade off of your head for this holiday season, courtesy of The Takeaway. There are a lot of backstories in my family. The big one is of my Uncle Charlie, who I never knew growing up. But his picture and his existence haunted all of our Christmases. He was born with a metabolic disorder in the 1930s, which, untreated — there was no treatment back then — it meant he became profoundly mentally retarded. And due to some family decisions made a long time ago, Charlie was sent away to an institution where he stayed for decades, mostly unvisited by family. We lost a lot from his absence. As a family who needed to learn a few things about tolerance, about caring, and the oppressive expectations of the so-called normal, Charlie died a few years ago, within 2 weeks of the mother, my grandmother, who sent him away. And his story gets told each Christmas quietly to very curious grandchildren who ask, "Who is that little boy in the picture who looks just like me?" What's the story in your family? The eccentric uncle, Charlie Yarn, around your table. Tell us. 877-8-MY-TAKE.